I'm going to talk a little bit about tonight. You are the church. You are the church. And so we're going to read down through verse maybe 17. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold and silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Say, I am the temple of God. And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which the temple you are. You may be seated. Heavenly Father, I just pray that your word, Lord God, would come forth tonight, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to share your word, Lord God. You know that I love it. You know that it excites me, Lord God. And I pray that you would help me to share that excitement tonight, Lord God, and that passion with this group, Lord Jesus. I pray that you have gone before me, Lord God, and prepared their hearts, Lord God, to receive and to grasp and to understand that they are the church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if you'll throw verse 16 up there, it says, know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwell in you. You know, when I was thinking about what to teach tonight and kind of where you guys are at in your walk with Christ and how so many of you starting over the summer first gave your life to Christ during our summer camp, right? And you've been coming back week after week. And some of you have just recently started coming because I believe that your friends have told you about church on Wednesday nights and how it is awesome to come there and to hang out and to have a good time. And we're thankful that you all are here and in this building. But I think it's important that you know that this building is not the church. You are the church. This building is just a building. It is on a foundation of cement, of bricks and mortar. It's built with beams and with wood. It's got electricity that runs through it. It's got paint on the walls. And it is a great place that we are blessed to have and to be able to come here. But this church is not the church. God's people are the church. Each one of you, as a believer in Jesus Christ, is the church. And so when you're out in this world, you don't have to say, oh, I've got to go to church. The church is already there. You don't have to say you've got to come to church so that you can hear about Jesus, because the church is already there and you already have that opportunity to share Jesus with that person out in this world. Not only when you are in these four walls are you the church, but when you are also out in this world, you are also the church. And I think all too often we put our focus on the building and that we're only one way when we're in these four walls, and we forget that we're the church when we're outside of these four walls. And so I think it's for you kids to know that, yes, you are at a building that we call a church, but you are the body of believers, which is the church today. You are the next generation of the church that is going to keep the gospel of Jesus Christ going. You see, we're blessed that we can gather in this building. And it's important that we gather. Hebrews 10 and 25 tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. It is important that we gather. And it is important that you can come inside these walls when we know that the church is gathering together. Because when the church is gathering together, that doesn't mean Sundays at 10:30, that's when church is. No, that's when the church is showing up in this building to worship God together. That's when the church is showing up in this building to glorify God, to learn to be more like Christ, and to reach lost souls. So when we say we have church at 10:30, no, we have church all the time because we are the temple of God. At 10:30 on Sunday mornings, the body of believers gather in this building. But if this building were to catch on fire, you know what? This church would still stand. This church would still exist because this group of believers in Metamora is still going to gather together to glorify God. You see, the church that is built here is built on a foundation of stone and bricks. But the scripture tells us that the church is built on Jesus Christ. He is the foundation and the chief cornerstone. You see, the Greek word for church is ecclesia, which is the English word ecclesiastics. We learned this one Sunday morning a couple weeks ago when we were talking about the churches in Revelation. You see, the English word for church is actually ecclesiastic. We've morphed the word church into a building, but what it actually means is it speaks of the people called out of the world system and into a personal relationship with God. The church is a group of people who are called out of the world and into a personal relationship with God. That means that the church is made up of people who have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So if you're in here tonight and you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then guess what? The good news is you are the church. You are the temple of God. The Spirit of God lives in you. If you're here tonight and you want to be part of a church, then all you've got to do is accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can then become part of the church. It's not a hard process to become a member of Metamora Church of God. In fact, Metamora and Church of God has nothing to do with it. All you have to do to become a member of the body of Christ is to accept Jesus Christ into your life. You don't have to have a certain last name. You don't have to dress a certain way. You don't have to have a certain role or a certain job. You don't have to live in a certain area. But all you have to do to be a member of the church is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. What is the church? It's you and I. And what 1 Corinthians 12 and 27 says is that we are the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ and members in particular. You see, we are Christ's body. Jesus Christ was on this earth and he crucified, died, and he was risen, and now he is in heaven. But he sent his Spirit to come live in us so that he could be with us while we are still here waiting on his glorious return. And so while he lives within us, we are his temple where he lives. And see, the reality of it is Jesus still wants his work to be done here on this earth. And the only way that his work can be done is if his body, which is the church, goes to work for him. Amen. That is why we, the church, are called the body of Christ. Because his Spirit lives in us so that we can be Jesus' hands. So that we can pray over the sick and that they can be healed. We are Christ's body so that we can be his feet, so that we can walk into those places where no one else will walk to reach a lost soul. We are the body of Christ so that we can be his eyes, so that we can see those people that are hurting, those people that have needs, so that we can reach out to them and provide for them. We are Christ's body so that we can be his voice, so that we can share his word and truth to this world that so desperately needs it. But if we think that church is only this building, then how can we be his hands and feet? If we think that church is only these four walls and not the body of Christ, then how can we work out his plan in this world? We, the church, are called to be the body of Christ because we are called to serve. And you see, 1 Corinthians 12 and 12 tells us that there is one body, but it has many members. And all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. You see, we are many members. We all have many different gifts. Some of us are good at offering a friendly smile to somebody that's down. Some of us are strong, and they're good at doing the yard work, and they're good at keeping the yards look great and mowing the grass. Some of us are good on the drums, on the music. Some of us are good teachers. Some of us are good speakers. Some of us are good in the sound booth. Some of us like to keep ourselves to ourselves, but man, we're good prayer warriors. And when somebody's in need, we can sure lift up a prayer, right? We are many members, because if the body was just a hand, how would I get anywhere, right? If the body was just a foot, how would I pick anybody up? If I didn't have any eyes as the body, how would I get around? If I didn't have a voice, how would I share the gospel of Christ? You see, it takes every single member of the body to be able to work together so that we can glorify God, so that we can represent Jesus Christ and draw close to him, and so that we can ultimately reach lost souls. But it takes the church being God's body to be able to reach those lost souls. And because we're all fitted together, Ephesians says that we are all fitted together like a building, fits perfectly together, snug one to another. And so what that means in Corinthians 12 and 26 is that when one member is suffering, that means we're all suffering. That means that if one member is being honored, that means that we are all rejoicing because we are in this together. Because we're in this together. Because we're connected. I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you, you can't hardly see it now, but over the last few weeks, I have had poison ivy all over my arm. And it has absolutely disrupted the rest of my body. It has been so horrible, I finally went and got some special medicine for it, and it's clearing up. But it has been so bad that I've not been able to sleep at night. I have woke myself up itching my arm to the point that it's bleeding, right? So if I've got an ailment on my arm, it's impacting the rest of my body because now I'm not sleeping, right? That means when I wake up tired. That means that when I wake up, my brain isn't going to really be thinking because I'm so tired from the night before. That means that the whole rest of my body is probably going to be aching because I tossed and turned all night long, right? So when I have an ailment on my arm, that means that the whole rest of my body is suffering. Anybody ever broken a leg? Anybody ever broken a part of their body, right? If you have broken a foot, man, it's hard to get around on the crutches, right? Your whole body knows that your foot is dead. Right? And listen, as the church, as the body of Christ, part of our job is when one of our members is hurting, We should be there for that member. And the only way that we can do that is as if we actually know one another and have conversations with each other and care about one another and desire to be a body. You see, last week, I could have told my arm that, hey, I'm tired of dealing with you. You're causing me too much drama, so I'm just going to take you off and leave you at home, right? No, you can't just do that, right? You can't do that to the body of believers either. When you've got members that are hurting, members that need prayer, members that need encouragement, we as the body of Christ are called to serve those members. And listen, it goes the other way too, right? It goes the other way too. When we have a victory, the whole member gets to celebrate. Look, I'm kind of a dork, and I like to learn stuff. And so when I find out new tricks on the computer, so this is my brain, right, learning something new, I get excited, and I'll get up in my office, and I'll kind of like do a little shout, right? Like it doesn't just happen up here. It happens everywhere, guys. Be glad you're not Lily, right? Because my whole body celebrates with the victories that I have. And so when we as members have a victory, we get to celebrate with one another, right? When good things are happening in our lives, we get to celebrate with one another because that's what it's called to be the body of Christ. You see, the church's purpose is to serve. Why? Because Jesus was a servant. Matthew 20 and 28 says that even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, so much that he gave his life ransom for many. You see, Jesus Christ came to this earth not so that people would exalt him and serve him, but he came to this earth so that he could serve each one of us by dying on the cross for us. And that is why it is so important that we, as the body of Christ, continue to carry out that service as his hands and feet. That's why it is so important that we, the church, continue to carry out that service for him while he waits in heaven to return in glory. We are called to be servants. And what I love is in Acts 6, in Acts 6, you know, Acts is one of just the best books if you really want to study about the church, because this is when the church was starting. This is when the church was first being formed. And, you know, it says in Acts 4 that the first body of believers, they went out and they sold all of their possessions and they sold all of their belongings and they lived together. And let me tell you this, when they went to church, they didn't go to the temple. Because they weren't even welcome in the temple. We know that the first church, the first body of believers, they gathered, they assembled together to glorify God, to learn more about him, and to save lost souls in their homes. They gathered together like Lydia on the riverside. They gathered together in fields. Wherever they were, they gathered together as a unified body of Christ so that God could be glorified. And so, kids, wherever you are gathered, I don't know if this is still happening or not, but I do believe that there was at least one lunch where they prayed over their food. I don't know if it's still going. I'm not going to look and judge anybody. But when you guys came together at the lunch table and you prayed over your food, that was the church in the school praying together. Praise Jesus. The church in the school. They can't keep us out of it because you are all there. Woo! That was a good one. I didn't write that one. That one wasn't even planned. That was the Holy Spirit. They can't keep us out of the school because the church is there. Because you guys are there day after day after day. Being the body of Christ. Serving. Being a light, an encouragement. Just being kind to one another. And listen, in Acts chapter 6, I got sidetracked. In Acts chapter 6, this is what happens when we serve. You see, what was happening was, you know, they were all serving and ministering, and the church, meaning the people, were being added day after day after day. And in Acts chapter 6, the church had grown so much that they had to appoint 7 men to be servants. They had to appoint 7 men to serve the food, because the church had grown so much that there were women and widows that were missing out on their daily portions. Because mind you, they had sold everything and they're living together so that they can glorify God as one true body, okay? And so they decide that they are going to appoint 7 men to serve the food day after day. And so they select these 7 men. And what the word of God tells us in Acts 6 and verse 7, it says, "And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of priests were obedient to the faith." Man, when we work together as the body of Christ and we serve like we are supposed to serve, that's the outcome. The word of God increases. The number of disciples are multiplied. And God gets all the glory. When we humble ourselves and allow ourselves to be that body of Christ as he has so greatly designed us to do, God gets the glory by increasing. I believe that we've been seeing that on Wednesday nights. I believe that we've been seeing that increase here on Wednesday nights because each one of you have been the church out in your day-to-day lives. Because each one of you have encouraged a friend to come on Wednesday night. Because each one of you have said, hey, they will come pick you up. Right? And we are seeing an increase for our service. And the more we continue to serve, the more we continue to be the hands and the feet, the more we'll continue to grow and to be multiplied. And so as the music team would come tonight, you see, you children, you have a purpose. You have a purpose to serve. And that purpose is when you're outside of these doors. And the truth of the matter is, it's also when you're inside these doors. Because when you're up here singing and practicing and trying to do your best to glorify God, you're serving God right here in these doors. Danny, when you're willing to do the games with the kids, you're being Jesus's hands and feet right here. And there's so many of you that help clean up after we have a good night in the gym. When you help clean the table off, you're serving. You're being Jesus' hands and feet. Because there are many members. We don't all have the same task. But when we can all come together to work for Christ and to glorify him, man, it's beautiful. So I want to just tell one other thing about who the church is. You see, the church is also called the bride of Christ. In Revelations 21 and 9, it says, "I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife." You see, each and every one of us, as we are believers in Jesus Christ, we are his bride. And one day, he's going to come back to this earth. And we're going to go live with him in eternity in heaven. And there's going to be what the scripture calls a great wedding feast. That great day where we'll be joined with Jesus forever. But you see, while we're waiting on his return, he has called us to serve him. He has called us to wait patiently. He has called us to wait obediently. And he has called us to invite as many people as we possibly can to show up to that wedding feast. To not leave not even one behind. We are here working to be able to stay committed to our groom, Jesus Christ. And so tonight, as they get ready to worship, now is an opportunity, if you've not ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to come to these altars and ask Him into your heart and into your life. Now is the opportunity that if you don't know for sure if you are the church, now is an opportunity for you to ask to become part of the church. And if you're here tonight, maybe you're only feeling like you're the church when you're in these four walls. And you need to ask Jesus to help you to be that church when you're out in the world. You need to ask Jesus to help you to have that bold, courageous faith so that you can be a light, so that you can truly be His hands and His feet, so that you can work together as members of the body so that He may be glorified. Won't you come tonight and seek His face?